This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oh boy, those warm temps we've had made getting out in the garden very tempting. Last year, I had already cut back some perennials and grasses that I'd left up for winter interest. This year, I haven't really done anything yet. But now is the time. As you make your cuts, leave 2 to 3 inches of the stems so that bunnies who come by to dine on those fresh greens might think twice if they realize they'll get poked in the eye with a relatively sharp stick. Now's also a good time to top dress your garden beds with organic matter or composted manure. Don't till it in. Studies have shown that we compact our soil when we till too much. It breaks down the soil, taking out the air pockets. You can talk to local farmers about purchasing composted manure. Make sure it's well dried and not full of rocks. Other sources include your local nurseries. They often carry one of my favorite mixes from Creekside Soil. It's their composted cow manure. They also feature a new mix called Supreme Gardener's Mix. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, it's great for any garden. Vegetable, perennial, shrubs, trees, fruits, and annuals. I'll be talking more about Creekside. Remember to be very careful if you're raking your lawn. Those roots are delicate this time of year, and if you're too rough, you could further damage your lawn. Now's the time to purchase a rain barrel. Check with your local soil and water conservation district or the county you live in, as they may offer discounted prices for the barrels. You can spray paint them for fun. For information, recipes, favorite links, and more, visit my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future Garden Bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.